5633.
Michelle Obama headed to Arizona for a memorial service for the victims of that shooting over the weekend. And still lots of reaction to what some are calling the vitriol in the airwaves and television and radio that might have led to what Jared Lee Loeffner did by changing the lives of so many in Tucson, Arizona. Don't think we can go there because it's not politically motivated, in my opinion. I don't see it. The evidence does not prove to be that direction whatsoever. And you have to think of political assassins and what's the motivation. Clearly, he had planned and was going after Congresswoman Giffords. It's brutal that he decided to spray bullets everywhere and hit other people and kill them and wound them as well. I think as a nation and outside this nation, there's a lot of conversation about guns and speech and what happened. And then, of course, let's not forget the victims. Somehow we always forget the victims. My name's Kate Delaney. This show is America Tonight. Welcome to it. I don't care if you're left of left, honestly, or right of right, or somewhere in between. You're invited to share your thoughts here on these airwaves with me, 800-259-5791. It's a struggle for answers is what it is, and that's the tough part of all of this, making sense of the senseless. It was a heinous thing that happened. There is no way to make sense of it. And the why is that nagging thing that's hanging about and might not ever be knocked down. Loeffner has a clever lawyer who certainly is going to do whatever they can do in their power to represent him. Remember, that's the whole thing, representing, you know, equal representation deal. So ultimately, clearly, via witnesses and flat out with what they've got, I mean, we use the word alleged, but they've got him cold. It's a question of what does he get, what happens from here, what happens on the 24th. Is it a situation where he goes away for the rest of his life, or is it a situation where he ends up getting the death penalty? And sadly, for the families who are trying to make sense of something that doesn't make sense, that can't be much comfort really either way to them. None of what's happened still, it's got to seem like a fog, because all of a sudden these families who won, there was one family, they were planning a wedding because one of the aides to the congresswoman was engaged, so he was barely 30 planning a wedding. Then you had the little girl who was only 9. They were planning vacations and all sorts of things, and she was planning to be part of the student council, so they weren't planning her funeral. Judge Roll had a long and distinguished career as a federal judge, and there was no planning of a funeral for the judge. And the same with the other people who were part of this senseless crime. So to them, all the other conversations, the water cooler buzz about gun control and, oh, we need the fairness doctrine and there's just too much hate speech out there and it's motivating people, and he was the perfect person to be motivated by this because he was unbalanced anyway and this just set him off, and it's Sarah Palin's fault and it's Mark Levin's fault and it's Michael Savage's fault. None of that matters to these people. They still are in a fog in the middle of burying people that they love. And it's got to stick right there in their throat, and it will for a very, very long time. David Kaczynski, remember the Unabomber? Ted Kaczynski, David Kaczynski, talked about the Arizona shooting and all that that entails.
My brother was diagnosed with very serious mental illness, schizophrenia. This case, as far as I can tell, from what little I know, has mental illness written all over it. Mental health services are not as accessible as they need to be for people like my brother or perhaps this gunman in Arizona. Too often the focus is so much on the perpetrator that the victims end up being forgotten. And I certainly hope that doesn't happen in this case.
Yeah, touche. Good for David Kaczynski for talking on one of the morning shows and saying that truly it has all signs of mental illness, exactly like his brother. And what about the victims? Hey, what about the victims? As I said, that's what gets lost in all of this, how tough it is, the struggle for the people who survive, because that's what happens. They, no matter what happens with Jared Lee Loeffner, those people aren't coming back. There's no way to revive that 9-year-old girl, and her parents just have to move forward, or family has to move forward and deal with it the best they can. And the same for the other victims as well. Tough thing, easy thing to say, and condolences and all that stuff that everybody expresses. It's all good. It all helps somewhat, but it does not heal completely what I think can never, ever, ever, ever be healed. So in this Hour of America Tonight, of course, we're going to talk some more about that, but we want to talk about a few other things too, because believe it or not, snow is a big issue too. Do you know that there is snow in almost every single state? I think there's snow. I read that there was snow even in Hawaii. Yeah. And in the East Coast, you would think that it was the Armageddon of blizzards that was going to hit. And of course, in New York, Bloomberg is at the ready. He is ready to dispatch. They have GPS trackers on some of the snow plows because he doesn't want what happened before to happen again. The pure embarrassment of the union guys, oh, I don't know, playing cards, placing some bets at the track, the OTB, doing whatever, grabbing a quick beer, and then, oh, let's go down to Brooklyn and we'll clear a few of those streets. It was pretty rough on Bloomberg and the people of New York City. So they're battening the hatches. I have a cousin who lives in Morristown, New Jersey. It's a stone's throw away from Philadelphia, and it's in between New York, like an hour and change from New York. And they've canceled all the classes. They've canceled school all over New Jersey, and the same thing in New York, just bracing themselves for the inevitable snowstorm. So we're going to talk about that, too. And we'll zig and zag in a couple of different directions, including another edition of We Can Count. As part of We Can Count, since I'm a person who, as a hobby, makes wine, I'm going to tell you about what they believe to be the oldest wine press. Somehow they've unearthed it. How old is the oldest wine press? If you were thinking, in the thousands, you could be getting warmer. And sadly, floods entering Brisbane, just terrible, terrible stuff. 20,000 homes now in danger. More people have died as a result. They're searching for people. There's people missing all over the place. And you've just got water flow in the that nation's third largest city all over the place. Stay with us.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Baby, I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
All right, coming up in our next hour here in America Tonight, we talk with one of the friends of Congresswoman Giffords about a couple of things, including the fact that she had read a book that he wrote focusing on anger and anger issues, that the rational behavior of people with anger issues. And his name is Len Sheff. That's in our next hour. He's an attorney in Tucson who represented her family and knew her very, very well. The good news on Congresswoman Giffords is the fact that she's moving her arms and legs, and her doctors were so giddy with excitement. That's what I would describe it. Because, you know, they're getting bombarded with asked constantly from everyone, from the people who really matter, like her husband and immediate family, to everybody in the media and the president, who wants constant updates on her condition. She's moving arms and legs and is ahead of schedule, sort of, but they're also being very cautious about that because brain injuries, you don't know. And she was hit point blank, had the surgery, the whole thing, but that is a really good sign. She's paying attention to what they're saying and acknowledging what they're saying, so she's also processing it, and that has to, I'm sure, make her husband feel a lot better about her state and her condition, but she's going to have a long road to recovery, no doubt. Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
He's out here.
How are you?
Wind blowing. And it's not very pleasant.
It's not very pleasant, huh? Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, I could use one of those big coats that the Eagles wear along the sidelines. I understand they're not going to be using them the rest of the year. Is that so?
Smart Alec. No. They screwed up. They blew it. Andy Reid, I am so sick of looking at his walrus mustache where he's eating his little secret playbook. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you have you've cut the old boy down to size. My goodness.
Down to size. I like that.
Yeah. Well, let me turn to more serious matters, if I may. My prayers and hopes go out to Ms. Giffords, and my sympathies to the people who have died from this incident. I'm somewhat appalled by this Paul Krugman at the New York Times. I guess I shouldn't expect anything else different from him, but he acts as though that this guy mows everybody down and then says, "All hail to Sarah Palin." I can't imagine. Here is a guy who has been given a Nobel Prize for economics, probably for a theory that's never going to work, and writes such trash, and especially immediately after this incident, where we know virtually no facts about this assailant, this killer.
That's right.
He talks about all this rhetoric, you know, all this bad rhetoric, radio rhetoric that's led up to it, you know. And I wanted to ask him, is it the same kind of rhetoric, Mr. Krugman, that when Nita Totenberg from the NPR said that she wished Dick Cheney'd get AIDS, is that the kind of rhetoric you're talking about?
Well, yeah,
of course
touché.
It is.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, you're right.
And I work at night. I don't get a chance to listen to Rush Limbaugh and these other guys. I've never heard or read, or when I do listen to them, they've ever said they ever hated anybody and wished somebody dead.
No, that's not what he does. If anything, you know, taking aim, so to speak, at the Democratic Party or the Clintons or whatever, but he never says that. He doesn't say, gun down the Clintons or, you know, you're right, yes.
And I guess this is why the New York Times is losing such favor among their prescription or their
subscription yeah.
folks. And I realize that electronic media changes a lot of that too, but you know, we still got to listen to this guy. Amazing that they let this guy put out that kind of trash on the radio or on the television and the newspaper.
I agree, but he's not the only one. I mean, it's so easy. It's, you know, all you have to do is you can line it up. You listen to things Keith Olbermann has said on MSNBC.
Well,
the most hated people in the world. He has a segment called that. Well, what if they said, well, you know what, now you can't do that segment because you're suggesting we should hate someone. Who knows, that could incite them to be killed because somebody says, absolutely, I'm going to go out and kill them. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that. And you cannot be responsible in a nation where we have free speech for the nutballs, the mentally unstable.
Well, and I think too, Kate, is, and I've not been able to listen all evening, but, you know, you talk about conservative talk radio, Air America, that sort of thing. You know, it all boils down really to, like you said a number of times, the money.
Yeah.
If liberal talk radio sold anywhere, there'd be a network for them, but nobody buys it. Nobody buys the time.
Right. That's what it's about. It's for everybody, that's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about.
If Rush Limbaugh was such a fool, nobody would buy time on these stations. He must be on 400 stations.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, you made some very good points. You're absolutely right.
So,
yeah.
We need to concentrate on on prayers for these people. And that's all we need to do right now, and have some civil discussion about some of these things.
Yeah, I agree. Civil discussion, that's what you have. You could, you and I can disagree, but we can certainly talk about it. Look how you jabbed me about the Eagles. Dale, thank you.
Okay, bye, dear.
Bye-bye. Let's move to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Okay. Let me remind all the listeners out there of some comments made by the left. Remember the congressman from PA, I believe it was?
Mm-hmm.
Advocated that the new Governor Scott of Florida should be put up against a wall and killed.
Yes.
Do we remember that one? Do we remember Obama saying if they bring a knife, we'll bring a gun to the fight? And I paraphrase. Do they remember Pelosi saying, and I love to call her Palooser, accusing the Tea Party people of any opposition is equal to assassinations?
Yeah.
Do we remember any of these comments? Or how about Kerry in 2004 saying that it would only take one stone to kill the bird at 1600 PA Avenue?
Right.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
It does.
Actual comments involving killings or advocating killing, whether they mean it or not, they've made those words. And words once spoken become eternity. You can't take them back. And all this hateful rhetoric has basically stemmed from the left. So the idea that they first came out within minutes of knowing about this shooting, blaming the right wing or blaming Sarah Palin, I find to be the highest amount of hypocrisy I have seen in recent years. And it's got to stop. And unless the Democrats, and I'm sure there are a lot of embarrassed Democrats right now for what some of their leaders, I use leader, with a grain of salt, let me tell you, have said. Because they are words. However, they are not words being used by the right. I can't remember anyone ever on the right, and I may be corrected, saying, let's go kill somebody because of such and such and such. But then again, didn't we have a president who stood on a witness stand and perjured himself?
I did not have sex with that woman.
Oh, yeah. I looked right into the American public's eye and lied. That's called perjury.
Yeah.
So, you know, for all those people out there wanting to blame game, not happening. Some of us really do pay attention.
I agree with you. And your examples were right on, Izzy, no question about it. Coming up next on the flip side, what Bloomberg intends to do this time around when it comes to snow removal in big bad New York City. Hang with us.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Howdy, everybody. There's some other things actually happening. We're going to be talking a lot more for certain about what happened in Arizona and the repercussions and the crazy blame game and, you know, trying to, whoever it is, trying to shut off the valve of the freedom of speech, which I don't think happens. But you got to be there trying to protect that right, because the second you turn your back and if enough people aren't there to say, whoa, 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 that's when things change in a direction you don't want to see. You know, I'm all about, let's not take away rights. And one of the greatest things about this country is the fact that we can disagree, that you can flip around on your radio dial, whether you're in Illinois, Connecticut, Kentucky, Missouri, New Jersey, wherever, Texas, and you don't like what you hear, there's a million other choices. There's always satellite. or whatever. And the same with television, because you don't like to hear what you hear on MSNBC or CNN or Fox, or you like certain shows. Maybe you actually like, you cherry pick shows. It seems like a lot of people do that. They like the personality or they don't like them. But the bottom line is that's what makes this country so great, is the fact that we are made up collectively of people with different voices. So, boy, you don't, even if you don't agree, you don't want that to go away. Trust me, my friends. All right, speaking of wanting it to go away, the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, really is having a tough time with this whole snow thing. It's been a nightmare for him. In fact, he was there was a parody about him on Saturday Night Live that I thought was pretty hilarious. I mean, dead on, it was him. It was, I can't think of the comedian's name, Fred somebody, but he had him cold. And that's how they led the show off, because it was so ridiculous, the crazy news conferences that he would hold to talk about why the snow wasn't being removed or what happened, and now we're going to look into this and whatever. So as the East Coast is bracing for another winter storm, and already lots and lots of schools have canceled classes and whatnot, elementary and middle schools and high schools and colleges and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, in the South, of course, there's icy roads and things that are crippling spots all over the place. Like in Georgia, it's been terrible, the storm. The traffic has been just a huge problem. The ice has made it more than hazardous. Interstate 85 was just awful, where you'd see, I saw some video of that earlier in the day. People are going along and they're actually doing the right thing. They're going kind of slow. Then somebody kind of is speeding up a little bit, trying to do the pass thing. Next thing you know, you got a wicked spin out. So ice or snow, pick your poison. I'd take snow any day over ice, let me tell you. And in the East, they're bracing for maybe 14 inches. It just depends on where it is. So here's Bloomberg talking about the snow removal and the fact that the commute's not going to be easy.
Tomorrow morning's commute is not going to be easy, and I would assume that tomorrow night's is not going to be easy either. Laborers will be working beginning tonight to manually clear snow from the intersections of primary and secondary streets as these streets are plowed.
All right, so manually, they're keeping check of them. They've got people out there with the handheld cameras to film the guys doing the snow removal. How'd you like to be the person on that duty? The mayor assigns you. I want you to go out there with a video camera all day long, and when nobody's suspecting it, please film what's happening so I have proof what's going on in the streets. You know how big New York is with all the boroughs? I mean, yes, theoretically, it's, when you think of it, it's a small place with a lot of people in big, tall buildings. But it's not really, because there's so many nooks and crannies, like I refer to on this show around the country. There's a lot of nooks and crannies in New York, a lot of them, where that snow is going to get stuck. I talked about Atlanta. I think they got the worst of it. The airlines were canceling everything and anything, and a lot of it had to do with ice. Unfortunately, they had some fatal traffic accidents, and 285 was terrible. They're just tractor-trailer trucks were stuck, and there weren't a lot of places to go. Here's what one trucker had to say about the Georgia storm.
Not easy. You got to watch what you're doing. Make it slow and easy. I've sat over there for about 7 or 8 hours.
So bad. So bad. I never see like this.
Wow, 7 or 8 hours sitting out on the road. That's got to be brutal. But I'd rather be sitting out on the side of the road for 7 or 8 hours than the alternative to that, right? Absolutely. So, of course, weather wreaking havoc once again in lots of places across the country, including the Northeast, where if you're flying in and out of that area, just double check to make sure the flights are a go. Otherwise, you're wasting your time trying to figure out a way to get to the airport. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I'm going to lighten the load.
You're going to lighten the load.
Yeah. No guns, okay. No ammo, no screaming, no hollering. Is that all right?
Okay. That's good.
I'm looking out my window here at the street lamp, and you know how you're just trying to decide if the snow is getting worse or lighter?
Yeah, what's it doing?
Well, we got about, it looks like about 2 inches an hour here. So I got the snowblower ready, but we have an ordinance in town that you can't fire it up on a weekday until 8 o'clock in the morning. So it's just about when the snow's supposed to stop. They're looking at somewhere between 9 and 15 inches of snow.
And, woo!
Yeah, you have to get to it right when it stops. Thankfully, it's cold, so it's a little powdery. I was doing some shoveling earlier, and I got the rock salt and one of the spreaders and all that stuff. And I'm just trying to get to sleep, but I know I have to go do this work later. I'm just like, I just stopped snowing already. You know, let me go out and get it done. But I was asking a friend, and I saw the Weather Channel. By the way, that's a pretty good franchise, the Weather Channel. That guy had the right idea because, you know, you can get fixated on it.
Yep.
You know, looking at this, and especially when you're a kid, you don't care. When you get older, you're like, man, I got to either get to work or try to get to work and or move the snow or try to plan your day around it. But we're having, I think, in the last 3 weeks, as much snow as we usually get in a season already up here in New York.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Did you, when you were a kid, Mark, did you have, because I grew up in Queens and then we moved to Philly. Did you used to, I love this when I was a kid. They do this in the Northeast, and they may do it in other places, too, where they announce your, because there's so many schools, you just have a number, and they go through the numbers?
Yeah.
I love that. When they called your number, it was the best.
I remember in 77, there was a blizzard, and me and my friend were jumping off this rock outcropping, and it seems like ancient history back in 77. We were just kids, but someone had mentioned to me in November, we had one day that was like 50 or 60 degrees here in Westchester County. He goes, oh, the global warming. I said, it's a farce, my man. We're going to get so much snow. He goes, you know what you're talking about. So, you know, he told me the other day, I think you were right, Mark. I said, look, man, you know, like it was yesterday, it was 100 degrees. On my birthday in July, I remember coming home from work, it was 100 freaking degrees at 6 in the afternoon. And I'm like, you know what? As you get older, you know how time goes faster as you get older. It doesn't, you know, it's the way it is. It just
doesn't drag.
You're a kid, and it's like, I was like, oh God, we're going to get buried in snow. It's just, and I was watching Atlanta. You know, Atlanta, I think has 6 snowplows, just 6 snowplows.
That's it. They're not used to it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, and the tractor trailers were lined up. They were blocked for like 6-7 hours. And it just seems, and even the Weather Channel girl said, oh, don't laugh at us. You know, we only have one salt spreader or something like that. And that's the problem. They don't have a lot of salt spreaders. They just don't have the budget. They don't, because they don't expect to have it. Well, I'm here to tell you, America and Atlanta, you better, your city budgets are going to have to factor in buying salt spreaders and tons of salt, because this is going to keep on happening. It's not going to get, it's not going to get warmer. It's going to get, and it's sad because heating home bills are going up. I don't know if you've seen the price of oil. The percentage of driving has dropped precipitously since 07 or 08. America's not using the oil, and it's just really quick. You know, all we heard was Bush, Cheney, Halliburton speculating, and it's $90 a barrel now, and we don't hear Obama, Biden, Halliburton, who's still in play. Nothing. It's just, it's the middle of January. Nobody's driving, and gasoline is $3.40 a gallon here in New York.
Wow.
You know, John Crudell of the New York Post has said that the big pension funds and the people in the trying to get the bigger returns on investment are speculating themselves, but we're not hearing about it.
Right.
The big pension funds are just jumping into commodities and making it just, you know, insane. But, you know, it just, you know, with everything else going on in the world, it just seems that when certain people are in power, the discussion just moves off the radar screen, and we just ignore it, you know, but I laugh at the people at Atlanta. Just like, you know, I hope they can survive this, but it's just, I'm just waiting for the snow to stop.
Yeah,
and that was
no
it.
Kidding.
See, huh? No guns, no screaming, no nothing. I love you. Quite a bar.
Thanks, Mark. Good call. And it was a good update, by the way. He's right about the Weather Channel. It can be a disease. I mean, personally for me, that's why I don't even go there, because I don't want to get sucked into now wasting time hearing all this other stuff about weather. But there was a stroke of brilliance to come up with that. He's also right about the commodities and no conversation about that. Somebody said to me today on investing, you know, off the air, wow, look at silver. Silver is something to watch, and look at some of those silver ETFs, because all that stuff is really, really in play. As Mark said, going up, up, up. By the way, the euro rose pretty weakly against the dollar on Wednesday. Asian stocks were going a little bit higher. People a little nervous. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LASIG. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The blanks, as I like to say, here on America Tonight, because we're focusing on a lot of other things. We just talked about the snow there. It was great. We got a live report, really, from Mark talking about the snow falling in New York. David Nelson, in case you remember, a television show called The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Even if it was, certainly wasn't my era, and I'm sure most of you it wasn't your era either, but you, if you know anything about pop culture, you know who they are. And the whole TV Land thing, they go back into the vault and they air those shows. Well, David Nelson was the star of his generation, one of them anyway. He starred on that show. It was his parents' television show. He died. He was 74 years old. And like I mentioned, at the time, if you went back to the 50s, you know, the show, I guess, ran, they had a lot of episodes. That's why they I think, had so many of them on, like, the TV Land stuff. And I always say TV Land because they air the old 50s and 60s shows, or even the 70s shows. And it was on from the early 50s to the mid-60s. It lasted for a very long time, like, almost 350 episodes. And so anyway, Rick Nelson is the teen idol person that people remember because he was the singer. But David Nelson was also one of the stars of that show too, and he ended up being a director and produced a bunch of other things in Hollywood, and he went on to star in a few other television shows and you know, direct some things, like I said, ended up with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Although what most people don't realize about the Walk of Fame deal is, did you know that they charge the celebrities money to be on the Walk of Fame? So they call you up, got some good news for you. You're gonna be on the Walk of Fame. Get out your checkbook and write us that check. And then we're going to set it up and we're going to take a shot of you in front of your star. Although, hey, forever you're immortalized. How can you not go out when you go to Los Angeles? It is all about fame. In this country, California or Hollywood is about fame. New York is about money, and Washington is about power. So if you come from other parts of the world and you visit L.A., people want to see Hollywood. So they see that Walk of Fame, so they actually do check out those stars. Speaking of stars, this is a good juicy one. Dr. Conrad Murray, remember he was making his way on the talk show circuit for a while. I think he was on Larry King a couple of times. He was the doctor who treated Michael Jackson right when Jackson ended up dying. He was ordered to stand trial for involuntary manslaughter after some court testimony showed that he, in fact, had given Jackson a powerful anesthesia and some other sedatives, then left him alone. So how about that? What are the chances that they'll nail him for involuntary manslaughter? I'd say there is a chance. I'd say there's a pretty good chance that they didn't think they had enough. They wouldn't have gone in that direction. All right, something else worth mentioning here in this fill in the blanks segment. The bird stuff that we've been talking about, you know, dead birds showing up in all kinds of places and spaces. Now they're saying they found more than 100 dead birds off of the California highway. What's going on with the birds? There's a lot of theories on this. This is why you love the internet. Surf around and check out what the theories are on the birds. So the wildlife folks are trying to figure out what caused the death. Boy, we read this every single time. They found them near the road, and they described them this time as small with brown and black feathers. They hadn't been shot. They were intact. And this comes on the heels of those big birds who were reported in Arkansas, Louisiana, and some other states. And scientists say, I love this. Do you think this is accurate? I don't remember hearing about this before. Scientists say, as a general rule, that mass die-offs of wildlife happen regularly. And they're usually unrelated and unreported. Well, that explains why we never hear about it. Unreported. How about that? I don't know. Go figure. I think there may be something more to this. I'm willing to throw in on that there's something weird going on here. I mean, I'm just saying, is this really happening to this amount of all these different places? I've heard everything from fireworks, power lines, you know, now what? the colonel did it. No, I'm not sure who did it. It was the lady with the black hat. She was in the backyard and she had her pistol and she shot it off. Just crazy things. I heard something about that the plates are shifting, the tectonic plates are shifting, and that's what's happened. Well, it doesn't explain the areas where it's happened, though. That's the problem. That's pretty thin, I think. That's very thin. Illinois, like so many other states, is having trouble when it comes to figuring out a way to fill the empty coffers. They can't pass the hat anymore. So now they have to get serious and put it in ink. Democrats in the Illinois legislature approved a 66% income tax increase because they're desperate. Boy, that's politically risky. 66%! You have to get a second job to pay for that. Oh, I would faint. 66%. That's crazy. Because that doesn't include everything else that's gone up for the people in Illinois. And, you know, the governor will have to sign it, but I'm sure he's going to sign it. I can't, from by all accounts, it looks like he's going to do that. They say corporate taxes would also go higher because they've got this budget hole that might hit $15 billion. So if with the higher taxes, they're going to get $6.8 billion. That's a whopping number. I racked my brain when I saw this earlier, my poor little brain. I racked it trying to figure out, have I ever heard of 66% anywhere? Have I read that number when it came to increases in income tax? And I've got to tell you, no. Easily, it's got to be the biggest increase that any state has come up with in the middle of the throes of economic problems. So they're also going to add a 2% limit on spending growth. Oh boy, I have to think that that's just suicidal for those politicians. That's crazy. So check this out. What it basically means, to break it down so it really makes sense in terms of dollars and cents for all of you. Just picture this, if you will. Put yourself in the people of Illinois' shoes. Right now, if you live in Illinois and you owe $1,000, let's say, to the state in income taxes, you have to pay $1,666 with the new rate. But here's the good news, I guess. After 4 years, you have to wait, that rate drops to 4%. So then you just owe $1,333. Wow, I think that's rough. I think that's rough for the people to have to pay that. And what's interesting is they rejected a $1 a pack increase in cigarette taxes, which would have meant money for the schools. They also blocked a plan to borrow over $8 billion to pay off the overdue bills. Boy, oh boy. So you've got businesses, you have social service folks that haven't gotten their money. It's like California, this IOU system is terrible. And you think probably people who ran these businesses, it was like clockwork. They could count on the money. They always got it. They put in their voucher system worked. And now they can just count on the fact that they're not getting paid for whatever it was they did, past tense. Man, tough times, tough times.